Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And the bookmark.
Hello!
Right, John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What's going on? You used to be so talkative when you were younger.
Oh, my goodness.
Did
yes.
you know that
in
he,
my old age, I just,
this
you know,
guy
I just
used to keep
up,
me
you know?
Up till what? How early in the, I mean,
oh,
what kept
on.
Me
all
up?
Night long.
All night long.
Oh, man, come on. He loved it.
Insatiable.
He loved it. He wanted
no,
to
I
talk.
Loved you, obviously. I didn't love that. Because I'm like, my goodness, it was like, So talkative. You know what
it
I'm
it happens in your old age, man. You just, you know, hey, just.
That's when you're younger.
I know, but he says I'm not talkative now. I'm just, you know.
You're on the radio.
Hey.
Oh, we're having fun at VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. It is amazing what's taking place. If you missed our earlier program, you're going to get perspective of what is taking place in the world and the Middle East. So make sure you catch it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And for all of our listeners out there on VFN Radio, we love to hear from you. Thank you for liking us on Facebook. And we are just beginning to venture out. And it's like, what is this Twitter thing? You know, we thank you for all the ones that are following us. And we're seeing you come in and just be patient with us. It takes a little while for us to figure out that kind of technology. But and also our Facebook, Facebook friends that are out there. And our Christian Television Network audience, hello to the Gulf Coast, out there in the sandy beaches. It's real hot right now, I think. In
Very
Cuba.
Hot.
But so if you have a sailboat, write to us, and I'll be some, I don't, what do you call that?
Visitation.
I'll be some ballast. You know, John and I both got to go, because you got to sit on one side of the boat to ballast the boat.
Bounce the other side, there you go.
Pat wouldn't even put, he doesn't have
it. He can't go.
No. So, but the beautiful sandy beaches, we are on the Gulf Coast every day now between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. And that's very strategic, because it's down there in the Gulf Coast region. It is before your local news comes on. I think it comes on around 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And is an alternative to a, what is that, world news perspective? You can get both a viewpoint of what's taking place in the world to get a perspective on VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. So when you go into your local news and you want to hear, you know, what's taking place, and it's a good local news in that area, that you have a perspective now. You have a perspective, and you can go to sleep that night having a godly perspective. At least we're trying to seek that you can have a word over your heart, that you can have peace, and you can help people the next day at work. As a matter of fact, you can listen to us on the radio all day long. If you want to change the environment of your workplace, change the environment of your home, turn on VFN Radio.
Yes.
Turn it on, download our app, go to VFNTV.com to find out all the different ways you can get us. We're going to be talking about in this particular program, hopefully we're going to get to this. I really believe we're going to get to it this time, is church. You know, church, you know, what is it? We've made it so many different things, but when you go back and you read the Bible, it's pretty, you know, pretty self-explanatory, you know, when you read it, what the church is. But do you hear things called mega church? You know, what is a mega church? And what is, you hear other things called community church? You know, what is community church? Mm-hmm. You hear other things called house church? You know, what is a house church? And you hear other folks just says, you know, you don't have to go to church, you know, and I am the church. And we're going to talk about a thing that's a phenomenon that's going around, that kind of give a comparison between something that I may be calling, I guess, you know, house church versus church in a building or in a house or wherever it's at, because we need to find out, because God's expectations for his church doesn't change because you're in China. It doesn't change because you're in a cave. It doesn't change because you're in a mega large building, nor does it change if you're in a house.
That's right.
The same word of God applies everywhere. And so we want to talk about that. What does that really mean? What does it mean in the context of that? So I'm looking forward to having that conversation. Hopefully it'll give us a beginning point to begin to just kind of ponder that idea. Also, we'll be talking about in this program about calming our hearts, guarding our hearts. How important is it for us to guard our heart? You know, think about it. The issues of life, it's just like a wellspring that comes out of our heart. And so if you don't guard your heart, you got issues. Yeah, you got not good issues, but you got to guard your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about guarding your heart and mind and how that happens in addition to defeating anxiety. You know, what are the secrets to be able to defeat anxiety? And also John's going to be speaking to us about...
Wow. Well, I want to share about what's happening in actually Great Britain right now. There's a major concern about Islam and how it's infiltrating their schools. So much so that they're making some major adjustments and saying, hey, listen, they're completely going to take over. Mm-hmm. And so Great Britain is waking up and saying, we can't do this anymore.
They may have woken up too late.
This is true. This
is true. They may have woken up too late.
This is true.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to be very interesting. Make sure you listen to the program for that
as
well.
Calling it a Trojan horse. A Trojan horse. Very interesting.
Yeah. And the destinies of sons and daughters, hopefully, get a chance of that.
Yes. The destiny of the sons and daughters is to know God and to make him known. And so many times as believers, as sons and daughters, we fail to recognize that God's called us to know him. Yeah, not know him in our minds or know about him, but to experientially, intimately walk with God and to know him. And we may fall short of that awesome blessing and opportunity, but it's like God wants to remind us, you're a son, right. You're a daughter of God, and you have access to me. And so we're going to talk about that. It's pretty awesome.
Hopefully we get a chance to talk about that counseling miracle, huh?
Yes, that too. Miracle. That too, yes, absolutely.
I'm all about that. Lord, cancel the debt over America.
Yes.
Right? Over the church. That would be, that's going to be, it's going to be something, man. Well, you know, you think about this, that Jesus, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, and for 3 years he ministered, he made the Father known, the love of God known to us. He's the face of God. He's the image of the invisible God, Son of God. And at some point, at the very end of his ministry, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he walked and he showed himself, but then he said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving it with you. Go wait, and I'm going to release the Holy Spirit, but wait until the power, the dunamis power that you've seen in my life, when you saw the water baptism took place. But after the water baptism, you remember that with John the Baptist? All of a sudden, then the Holy Spirit came upon me, which was after the water baptism,
mm-hmm.
in the context of that. And he said, wait for this power. And then they did. And, of course, Acts begins to talk about. This is the beginning of the book of Acts. The Acts called Acts because it's the Acts of the church. And so the church began. And the church began. It began right where it was. They were actually sitting in a house and waiting. And they were sitting, by the way. And they were waiting. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit shows up and the church is launched. When Stephen was stoned, moving a little forward here and understanding, when Saul wanted to persecute the church after watching and organizing Stephen's death, once that happened, this evil darkness, just like what's taking place in Iraq and the Middle East now, immediately ran after the church, and he found the church in the houses. He went from house to house pulling the church out and to have them, you know, mm-hmm. bondage and have them deny the faith and that type of thing. This is before he got saved. And so, and then you talk about Priscilla and Aquila and the church that's in their houses. He's talking about it. And, you know, Paul went from house to house. And, but so that there is this, you got two streams of understanding in the context of that from what my experiences are and what I'm actually reading, that the church is the church is the church is the church. There's not a different expectation for the church. I mean, God says, you know, whatever, wherever you're meeting, it doesn't matter where you're under a tree or you're in a stucco mega thing with, you know, direction signs with big screens and everything, or you're in a house. I mean, his expectations are the same. This was written. The word of God was written and penned in the context of houses at that point, because you couldn't, they're going to be persecuted. So that means this. It means that everything that God says about his church applies to us no matter what we're meeting in. And so when God began to call me on a journey, you know, from a traditional church plant and what some would refer to, you know, mega church would be something they say, you know, like how Larry Kreider defines it. It's 1,000 or more that meet on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool. 1,000 believers coming together to do anything is pretty cool. And then a community church would be something under that. Mm-hmm. But the majority of churches in that context are really like 99 and below. I mean, there's not really, that's about the size of them. They're about 99 and below. And then you have in different size houses. For example, I think when Rick Joyner was meeting in his house, and that's where Morningstar Ministry started, I mean, he has a big house because he had a couple hundred people meeting in his house. I don't know if they met at the same time or not, but it was a house. Benny Hinn, you know, Benny Hinn, when he was transitioning from where he was to where he is today, I believe it was in Canada, where he met for a while in a house to regain his composure and get his direction in the context of that. And so when God began to speak to me about he wanted, and then you have Peter Wagner with Wagner Institute that says the fastest form of soul winning that there is, the quickest way and the greatest way to be able to win souls above anything else is new church plants. A new church plant. So you think about it, you're going into an area, you know, you begin to preach the gospel, you share the gospel, you win people in, everybody's excited because you have the newness of it and they're feeling a part of it, versus all of a sudden, you know, quite often churches stagnate because we got just enough to take care of what we have, you know, we have to build onto this thing, you know, all these kind of things that stagnated. So how could you stay in a perpetual church planting mode? And that's where I believe that the church belongs, which is, you know, if you have whatever, you know, form of gathering that you're in, you should always be thinking about how can we plant more of these? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we plant new churches? Because more people are going to be won to the Lord. You have transfer growth, and then you have growth. And a lot of it's transfer growth, where people just go, this is the new thing, and they just switch to the new thing, right. Or I like him better, or like her better, whatever. And because you hear him, this argument was in the Bible. He talks about it. Paul says, you're saying you follow this one. And the other one's saying you're following that one. I'm glad you didn't baptize any of you. Right. Oh, except Bob and Steve and three others. But I don't think anybody else said, you know, it's like the same argument.
Yeah, right.
And so, but, you know, as God began to train me up, and this is specifically what he had just poured into my heart was, you know, how do we bring the gospel to this next generation? How do we stay in this perpetual form of church planting? And so he began me on a journey, and maybe this might encourage you. Maybe God's calling you on this journey. And I was ready. I was ready for 5 years, 10 years, whatever it took, didn't matter to me. I was going to wait on God. Mm-hmm. Just wait on God and what God wanted. And I did the traditional aspect of it, talked to a whole bunch of folks that aren't planning on doing anything. They criticize you for what, and it's like, you've been here 20 years. Aren't you going to do something by now?
Right.
And it's not that they're not saved or anything like that, but it's like, there's more. There's more than this. And when you're looking at people dying for their faith in the Middle East, and you look at us and we're talking about a cappuccino bar or whatever, and it's like, I'm not against cappuccino bar, but it's like, this is, if that cappuccino can purchase an entire year's wages for someone, you know, we got to think about this.
Yeah.
And so you start finding out when you're beginning to move in this area of how do you stay in a perpetual church plant, that those who are not interested in planting anything other than what they have, they're going to struggle with you a little bit. And the thing is, you got to, and we're going to fix them to go to break, and we'll talk more about it, but understand they're of God, and you have to honor what they're doing. And that's the church. And it's how do we honor what God has done, is doing, for what he's about to do. And so I want to talk about that, because remember, we're all the church, and we have to work together in the context of this. And honor is the way to walk through this. Honor God and honor each other, and you can see God do some pretty awesome things. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Man, it's just, technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I mean, that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you, and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives. For example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right,
you know, and the perspective of things going on, and that you can do that. You can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule. You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV, whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order, and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFN-TV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So what happened was, I just began, we're talking about, you know, what is the church and, you know, what is the original intent? What are we supposed to do? How, if we can stay in a place of perpetual church planting, then more souls will be won into the kingdom of God. And so how do you do that? And of course, I was prepared just to wait on the Lord. If it took 5 years, I mean, because what was happening, believe me, it's going to continue to happen. That's no matter what. And so, it was probably a week. It was a week. I had a set time and a set place, and, you know, we were just going to meet and just pray and seek the Lord what to do. I mean, immediately God began to send people to me that normally never came to me at all. And I started to realize, God, you're more into your kingdom than we are. And rapidly miracles began to happen. We begin to, people, not just the pastors hearing from God, everybody's starting to hear from God.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting dreams. And it was just, and then all of a sudden, you know, a new church plant was beginning to happen, and then another one was beginning to happen. And all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, I'm responsible for this. You know, we have to be very careful what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do whatever. I mean, it's going to mutate. It's going to turn into something. And believe me, if you do it right, it still does at times. So I began to seek the Lord, and the Lord, and the Lord released me, by the way. He came to my office and showed up in my office in power, and it was an amazing thing. And he said, now it's time to go for this. This is what he wanted me to do. And at that time, my spiritual father, Brother Ken Summerall, and by the way, every bit of this is undercovering, you know, always walked undercovering. Why would you not want to walk in relationship with someone who loves you and is overseeing things that are going on? You're able to talk like, am I losing my mind or something? And And so in that, I began to seek the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me and gave me these words. He said, I'm going to teach you something for the next 3 years that I'm going to use for the next 30 years. Mm. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go to school. And so we began to, then it's forming now. Whatever's beginning to hover, Holy Spirit's hovering over the face of whatever it is, and it's beginning to form, and we're beginning to understand what God is doing while honoring what God has done, and watching things happen. And we just seen some pretty powerful things. It was like everything. As a matter of fact, one particular person that was amongst our number said, it was like stepping out of a flower pot, talking about coming out of tradition, into the fourth chapter of Acts. Because it's like a whirlwind. And we had people come in to this gathering, and, you know, there's no hype. I mean, you know, I'm just too tired for hype. So, and besides, if you got a hype, if it takes hype to bring somebody in, that wasn't God, it was you.
Yeah.
And I just never saw Jesus hyping anything. But mm-hmm. Paul said, I crank it down a notch. I make sure that it's not me and that it's the power of God. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, we saw people come in that had an evil intentions towards the church and wanted to do harm to it. And all of a sudden, God just grabbed this particular person by the throat and just held them in a chokehold until they left. And all we were doing, just worshiping God. We had other people mm-hmm. that were delivered in the presence and power of God through the wisdom of God that it came out. But in the context of that, we're just like, whoa, you know, this is everything that God says. It's real. It's real. Mm-hmm. And that was very encouraging, because how often have you been involved in a gathering that you talk about these things, but you don't see these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is ready to see some stuff. Like what you hear Dutch, and we had Dutch, some of Dutch's stuff on. He's saying, listen, this generation wants to see things.
Yeah.
They want to see the power of God. And you do too. I mean, everybody does. And so in the context of that, what was learned is that, sticking to biblical principles, whatever God says the church is, that's what it is. And he says, you know, that it'll be shepherded, it'll be pastored, it'll be rightly related and connected and apostolically connected and all those different things. And it always was. We're just following God, you know, and what this thing is going out. But ultimately, you know, you're just watching what God's doing. Your guiding light is the Word of God, and you're spending time abiding with God, and you're talking to others that are walking with you. But and it's amazing too how the religious spirit starts rising up. It's like, why would you be concerned about the power of God, the presence of God, mm-hmm. the voice of God? You know, people hearing all that. So, yeah, and so then, but then I understood, because I had opportunity. Donna had opportunity to be able to give somebody a place to stay for a little bit while they were actually being a part of a some sort of conference or whatever, and they automatically thought that what we were doing was what they were doing, and so I didn't say anything, you know, I just listened, and they were in what's called house churches, and And like I said, no matter where you meet, you're at the church. I mean, it very well could be the church. I don't know, but you know, I never called it a shopping center church, but if you call it a house church, okay. And so they're just specifically just saying, and they don't realize everything they're saying is exactly what we're doing.
Hmm.
We're not doing what that they're doing. We're doing what the Word of God says.
Right.
We're doing that, which is the same thing the church is doing everywhere, whether it's in China, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in America, there's expectations. God has, you know, this should be shepherded. That church should be shepherded by a pastor. And so at the very end of our, and I'm realizing, oh, we're not that. It's like, that's not, no. And so at the very end of our, and very nice folks, but at the very end of our time together, I said, you know, I didn't want them leaving without knowing, you know, who we are and what we're doing. And so I began to explain that everything that you talked against is exactly that's who we are, you know.
Right.
And the reason why we have, you know, for example, VFN TV, it's called Family TV, and it goes into all the different churches around where there's churches. So there can be a plumb line, there can be a word over that it can be shepherded and a pastor in every church. And not just a pastor, anybody, but a rightly related, trained up, you know, pastor. And at that point, I realized, you know, that is not what we're doing at all. But it wasn't until Jack Hollis, he's an apostle and is right now also a pastor over Marianna, Florida, when he said, the question was, there's a big difference between house church and church in a house.
Mm.
And I thought, man, you nailed it. I had no idea that people were doing something else in that building, in that shopping center, in that house, at that coffee shop. So I just want to encourage you right now that get into the Word of God and get rightly related. God has not called us to be rebellious. God has not called us to go out and just step outside of His Word and His way of doing things. Besides, we need each other. We totally need each other. And when you say there's a big difference between house church and church and house, it's a big difference between just whatever goes versus a church in a building, church in a stucco building, church in a brick building, church in a wooden building, church in a coffee shop, church in a house, church in the building does not define because you're the building of God. But what does define us? Are we walking out biblical principles according to the church? Is your church pastored? Is there anybody who's God is called to be over that flock? And is that pastor pastored? Are they rightly related and connected? Because we're one family in the context of that. And sometimes it's not always possible, but pretty much it is. I mean, it's not that hard to be rightly related. And so in the context of this, that's where the Lord, we began to see that what we're going to need is a training center. We're going to need a place, and it's a church acting as an apostolic hub, that where the church is gathering and meeting and all the things that happen at church, but its focus is specifically to be able to train and launch these pastors, these new church plants, however they're going to launch, these missionaries, these business missionaries, and to feed into them and to cover them and to encourage, and yes, at times correct, and sometimes to back up the pastors, because pastors go through some real difficult times, but not when it's rightly related. And that's what the context that God has shown us, that we're a family, families have fathers, and we're rightly related in the context of that. So we're able to be there with the pastors in our network of churches to back them up, to be there for them. Mm-hmm. And it just empowers the church in whatever capacity that God's calling, whatever building format they're calling them to be in. So I just want to encourage you that maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe you're called to be a part of connecting and relating and finding out how to be a part of what Peter Wagner says is the greatest form of soul winning there is, which is the constant state of new church plants. But not, it's a church plant, a biblical church plant, where it's being shepherded, it's being covered, you're open for correction, that you listen, that people can speak into your life, and the people can trust you, and that you're not, you know, you're just right. You're walking rightly before the Lord. Not perfect, but rightly before the Lord. And we have VFNU. We have Vine Fellowship Network University and the VFN Dream Center for that reason, to be able to, the lessons that we've learned, what God has shown us, there is a way to stay in a perpetual church planting mode, bringing in souls into the kingdom of God, making disciples for Jesus Christ without leaving the blueprint that God gave us in His Word. And we can honor the church, whether they meet 1,000 or more, whether they meet under 1,000, whether 500 members, whether it's 99 members, or whether it's a small gathering of 20 or 50. Understand this, that there's a big, big difference between going with the wind, your wind, the worldly wind, and going with the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God does not contradict the Word of God, and going in the ways of God. So I want to encourage you, maybe that's you. And there's several apostolic centers that are coming up and been around in the land. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Come join us. Be a part of a launching pad, launching you potentially into your destiny, being rightly related and being a part of a church planting movement.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking.
We got
a
smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh, he's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely, definitely speak.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And He introduced His Father through Himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through His awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, talk to us about United Kingdom and what's taking place over there.
Yes. Well, you know, we were in school. We were taught about the Trojan War and the Trojan horse, and I don't remember it all too much. Okay, but
I don't recall that.
Well, you remember the Trojan horse? So the Greeks that were coming.
I heard something about it.
All right, well, let me educate you.
It was a statue
a
or
let me
something.
You, okay,
like, it really wasn't like a horse. It was like it made from plaster.
No, it was a horse. I think it was a wooden horse. But anyway, the Greeks brought this horse in. They were trying to
it was
beat
a Greek,
Troy.
Greek horse.
I don't know what kind of horse it was, but it was a horse.
Those
wooden
Greeks
horse.
That brought it in.
Yeah, the Greeks brought it in.
All right.
And supposedly it was supposed to be like a gift to Troy or a peace deal, and they made it seem like they sailed away. But they've been trying to fight the city of Troy for a long time.
So they were there in boats, and they kind of like turned around and kind of...
Yeah, kind of left, but left this, you know, Trojan horse behind.
As a gift.
As a gift.
Yeah, they brought it into the city as a gift.
They brought it into the city. Well, they left it out. Then the people from Troy brought it into the city gates.
Oh, wow.
When they went to sleep.
That was nice of them. A nice left them a horse. They were going to kill them, but they said, we'll leave your horse instead.
Leave your horse instead. But what happened was that there was actually soldiers inside the horse.
Oh, my goodness.
Greek soldiers. So these Greeks start spilling out at night while everyone's asleep and wind up taking over the city of Troy, burning it down, you know, rest is history.
So when you say Trojan horse, it's really about something that looks like something, but it's not really
exactly.
that. And
exactly.
So there's something behind
this. There's something behind it. It's not just a gift. It right. may appear one way, but in reality, what was meant to be a gift is actually going to wind up being disastrous for you.
Sounds like what's happening in the world right now, even in America.
Yeah, this is true.
Wow.
This is true. Well, CBN is reporting that their fears right now is that there's been an Islamic takeover with their education. And this is what they're saying. It says the British government has announced that schools will be required to teach British values. I was like, oh, is this a new revelation? Is this okay? They said the news comes after Islamists took over several schools in the United Kingdom, and this is basically an alleged plot to turn British faith-based schools into Muslim training academies, and this has been dubbed Operation Trojan Horse.
Wow.
They're saying that individuals with a religious motivation have turned public money, they've taken it, and have basically created madrasas, basically created a religious motivated school to promote intolerance, and in some cases, a criminal enterprise. This is George Igler saying this. And so now they're in a huge uproar. They're saying, what's happened? I mean, a lot of people now have come to Europe. I mean, a lot of Muslims have come into Europe, France, Germany. In fact, the chancellor, Angela Merkel of Germany, says that in 20 years, Germany will be a Muslim nation. Wow. Just because of, you know, all the people that have migrated.
Through migration. For Christians, you actually are born into the kingdom of God, born again. You're physically born into Islam. If your family are Muslims and you are conceived and born, they consider you a Muslim when you are
and born.
So, yeah, you're born. And so that's why Jesus said you must be born again. And so then the statistics like you're talking about, we have some of that on the torch. You can actually watch a video that shows how the whole earth is the birth rate's dropping. And
in order for a civilization to be able to live and produce a certain amount of years, a certain amount of babies have to be born.
It's like 2.25, something of that nature.
Like
and they're way down below that. And so is America, by the way. That's why they're actually allowing people to come into our country to change that whole paradigm. But yeah, in that, they're saying that into 20 years they're talking about? Yeah, I think 20. It's even less than 20.
Well, 20 years, a couple years ago. So it's less than 20.
And that's amazing. And they keep on trying to, you cannot befriend the devil.
Well, it looked good. You know, it looked good in the beginning. People coming over, they maybe thought more money coming into their country. They didn't realize when people come, if they don't want to assimilate and be a part of your nation, like if someone comes to the United States, hey, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome to come, but you understand that we have a constitution. You know, we have laws here. There's a way that, you know, you need to act when you come here, which is basically follow the constitution, follow our laws, become an American. Apparently that didn't, you know, happen in Great Britain and some of these other places, and now they have a very serious problem. They have a very serious problem. They have major concerns, and now they're trying to turn the tide, but you know, it's going to take a lot of prayer.
Well, he says, you know, when you become a citizen of America, there's an oath, and you could read this oath on the VFN torch. He said, when you do, you hold your hand up and you take an oath. And this makes sense because you have, you know, Muslims coming to Great Britain who don't want to be British. They want to be Muslims in the context of a caliphate, if you would. They want to have the Quran, which is totally okay, but not to do that. You're taking over a country then because you're just like Great Britain won't be anymore.
Right.
And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when you come to America, you know, whatever Great Britain is, we left them, remember?
Right.
Yeah, we told you so. But it's happening in America right now. But when you become a citizen of America, you swear an oath. And I'm going to read to you this oath. This is what you raise your hands. And it may not have made a lot of sense during the blessed years we have of America, but now we're in these years, it makes very, very good sense. You raise your right hand, and hopefully you'll be able to see. As a matter of fact, I think that, Pat, can you take that and put that up? Because these are people who are swearing, becoming a citizen. I want you to be able to see this. And we'll pull this up. And the oath that they swear when you're becoming an American citizen, they raise their right hand and they say, and you're seeing a group of people right here taking the pledge as we speak. I hereby, and this is what you're saying when you become an American citizen, I hereby declare on oath, in other words, I'm swearing to this thing, that I will absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiances and fidelity. You have to understand that. This is what you're swearing. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiances and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been subject to or a citizen. In other words, I was under that, but I am actually renouncing that right now, and I'm pledging an allegiance to America and to the Constitution. This is what you swear. And then it goes on to say, as you're raising your right hand, that, and not only that, that I will support and defend the Constitution, bing, 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 and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And then he goes on to let you know that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States, which when I'm required to do so by the law, I will actually defend her. And he goes through, I'll serve the armed forces, and ends with, so help me God. And it's like, if in fact we truly go back to e pluribus unum, though many one, understanding that we are supposed to renounce all allegiances to this other country. In other words, if I was British and I was up under the Parliament and I was up under the Queen and up under the Prime Minister of England and I become a citizen of America, I would renounce Great Britain's rule over me. I would renounce, I could honor and appreciate what their government, what they're doing, but I'm not under them anymore. I am becoming solely allegiant to America. There's no potentate, there's no prince, there's no state, there's no sovereignty, there's no religious figure that's going to take over my allegiance to this nation.
Yeah.
And you can do that when you're one nation under God, because God says that you can function in the context of a nation and love the folks there, even if they don't walk in the same faith as yours.
You know, it's so important that we continue to teach this in education to our children in schools. You know, many children right now coming from other countries to the United States are migrating over. They didn't have a choice in this. Their parents brought them here. And if they don't understand that this is what you're doing, you're becoming an American citizen, you're on that process, or you're part of this country, then they're going to have, they're still allegiance to wherever they came from. And so, you know, even right now with Britain, what they're saying, that on top of what's happening with education, they're saying this comes on the heel of an explosion, they say, regarding Muslim halal food in the nation and how it's interrupted their food supply. And then on top of that, they're saying that there's...
This is actually food that is sacrificed, its throat is cut while facing Mecca,
yeah.
I believe.
Wow.
That's their, quote, kosher
food. Quote, unquote, blessed food, right?
Yeah, blessed food. Well, yeah. All you need to look for in your ingredients. It says, do not eat food sacrificed to idols.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you need to look. And what's the name of the food again?
Halal.
Okay, halal.
Halal, yeah. And it says that, you know, basically...
Maybe in your sausage. No, it'll be in your sausage.
No, not in your sausage.
It'll be in your sausage.
Not in your, maybe in your gyro. Sausage. Maybe in your gyro. Yeah. Make sure you look at that.
Gyro.
But Islam, basically, they're saying that they want to conquer the United Kingdom. They want to conquer the United Kingdom. And it says that they have right now 100 Sharia courts in their country.
No, a Sharia court, you have to understand, is a court that says... They're functioning under the Quran. They're not functioning under the Constitution, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually allow that. And so they're allowing them to have courts, religious courts, for Muhammad, for Allah, in their Quran. And now they're saying we can turn this thing around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like what's being said, as we talked about in an earlier program, about Homeland Security. What they're saying is America is heading in that direction as well. Somebody who's loyal to the whole concept.
It goes even deeper. They say that in Birmingham, they allowed, and this is in England, they allowed the prayers, Islamic prayers, to be prayed in the public schools and out there in the playgrounds, and it's forced those that were Muslim to actually leave the school system. I mean, this is a total takeover, and what appeared to be maybe as a gift, this has been a Trojan war. Now they're losing their Trojan horse. They're saying that now they have to teach British values. They have to teach values to all the
which
students.
Which will violate their loyalty to their God.
Right.
Which they won't.
Which they won't do. And so we here in the United States need to be very, you know, we need to be aware, we need to pay attention and learn from our friends in Great Britain and say, listen, it's important. We need to talk about the Constitution. We need to talk about what it means to be a citizen of the United States. We need to speak about all the children that are coming over right now. And there's, I mean, especially in the last, like, year, there's been thousands, multiple thousands of children that have migrated to the United States and how they need to be educated as well as everyone else that's coming on over.
And you think about the very oath itself says, and if you don't bear fruit, if you don't bear faith to that, it's like, we got a ticket for you.
Yeah.
It's to go back to who your allegiance. Your uh-huh. allegiance is to that nation. I think you should be in that nation. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have the right to do. But why would you even leave that nation if your allegiance was to it and to come to this nation, unless you want to turn this nation into a caliphate, unless you want to turn this nation into this, have an allegiance to the same God that you actually have an allegiance to, which is no God at all.
Right.
And it's like, we have to stick back and go back and remember the oath that we take. It's time for us to stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for and justice for all. And there's a reason why they're taking the pledge out. There's a reason why they're taking prayer out. There's a reason why, because it's a dark strategy. They might not even know about it. But the ultimate strategy is to turn America away from God, whose son is Jesus Christ. But you know what? Greater is he that's in you, if you're a believer, than he that's in this world. It's time for us to rise up and be the church that God's called us to be. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFNTV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. Taking VFN Radio and VFNTV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Pat.
Hello.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I've noticed that Steve.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Steve is looking nice and crisp as well, too. I like the tie. I like that going on there. And he has gel.
He has gel today.
I'm trying to match the laundered look.
Fresh iron. There you go. But the gel works well. And, of course, Chris is smiling. Oh, my goodness. We have a program. So you see, they're not working with me today. They're just like, you know, I'm like, okay, all right. Okay.
Are these really the jokes?
Okay.
Or is there more coming?
So, Pat, what are you talking about today? Share with us what the Lord, come on, talk to us. We have such an exciting...
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Guarding your hearts. I want to speak briefly about the other topics we'll have to get to in our next program, because you're hearing a lot of pretty major things right now, and I want to be able to encourage you how to guard your heart. I mean, think about that. Guarding your heart. You see on television today, late night, if you're actually not sleeping, they have commercials on that says, are you suffering from anxiety? And they must be selling a lot of stuff, because, you know, I'll see it 6 months down the road and it's still running.
Still there?
And you probably are. If you don't know how to guard your heart, you probably are suffering from all kinds of anxiety. But, you know, God's word tells us very specifically how we can guard our heart. And I'm looking at in Philippians chapter 4, and he talks about in 4, it is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. With an exclamation mark. Think about that, just rejoicing. And he's like making a point. He said, let your gentleness be evident to everyone. The Lord is near you. Think about, what should you fear if God's near you? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And by doing all this, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Think about that. I mean, there's something you have to do. Yeah, the peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If what? If you learn how to rejoice and realize God has overcome this life. He's overcome this life. There's nothing to be afraid of. The root of fear is the fear of death or the fear of loss. And as long as you're afraid to die, you don't understand salvation yet. You don't understand that we are in this life, but we're not of this life, but God has prepared a place for you. And the moment that you do die, if you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're going to be present with God forever. You win, or loss or injury. And it's like, right now, the church is being so persecuted in the Middle East. I mean, who are we in America to say anything about what's taking place? But even in that, and I believe that Paul wrote this from prison, understanding that we're supposed to rejoice always. And he said again, he says, I'm telling you, rejoice. And how can you rejoice under these circumstances when darkness is pushing and doing these wild and crazy things right now? It's because you've already overcome in Christ Jesus. All we're doing at this point is letting everybody know that God loves them, God has a plan for their life, and they don't have to choose darkness. And though they're being used by the hordes of hell today, they can make a choice to leave those ranks and enter into the army of God, the family of God, to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. They can get saved. I mean, think about it. That's why we're here. It's not about white picket fences. It's about gold streets. It's about heaven. It's about a place where there's no more tears and no more pain. And it's like, man, I want to see some happy Christians. Yeah, we can look at all this stuff, but we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about the fact that ourselves taking a loss. We're concerned about our brothers and sisters going through suffering. Yeah, we're concerned about tragedies and things that we're going through, but we're not losing our joy in the context of this, because even if they take my life, and think about this. In Hebrews, when he writes to the church, he says, listen, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 10, he says, listen, I see where they took all your stuff and all your things, and you went through all this persecution, and you didn't shrink back in the faith. That's the reality of this journey sometimes. Sometimes it ends up like that. And when you talk about anxiousness, I mean, think about the definition of being anxious. He says, don't be anxious about anything. And anxiousness is defined as full of mental distress. You ever talk to those people? I mean, they're biting their fingernails. They're biting their toenails. They're telling you all these problems. It's like, what are you worried about there? Nothing. Like nothing. Your mind is filled with anxious distress. And he says, it says definition is full of a mind full of mental distress and uneasiness because of fear of danger or misfortune, greatly worried. He's like, you don't have, he says, cheer up. He says, these things are going to happen. Look up, your redemption is near. Don't buy in so much to this life that you forget about the life after. This eternal life with Jesus Christ. Some of the words that mean the same thing as anxiousness is concerned, disturbed, apprehensive, fearful, uneasy, dread. People say, I'm not afraid, I just dread it. I just dread doing that. That's the definition of fear and anxiety. So many people are moving and like, you know, they regret yesterday and they dread tomorrow. Mm. And what that is somebody living in a constant state of fear. God exists in the today. He exists in the now. He said, Moses, when you go tell them and you talk about me, you tell them that I am, not that I was or I will be. I'm your ever-present help in time of trouble. Today is the day of salvation. You have to learn to live in the now. If you're living your life regretting yesterday and dreading tomorrow, you're captive by fear and anxiety. And he says, listen, be anxious for nothing, for no reason. Just don't even, there's no good reason to be anxious. Anxious people try to make you anxious. You minister to them, you help them out, and finally you separate yourself from them. If they refuse to break free from the captivity of Lucifer, who has them captive with fear when only thing that pleases God is faith, you got to get in an area that, with people that are going to encourage you and move out of that anxiety. That's one of the reasons why we have VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Yes, we look the truth square in his eye, but we tell you the truth of the Word of God and say, you know what, we have a biblical perspective of this. We're not going to be anxious about it. We're not going to be fearful or worried about it. Then he says, but in everything, by prayer, which we always talk about abiding with God. We talk about spending time with God at iabide.org. With petitions. Think about this. With prayer and petitions and thanksgiving. You're just a thankful person. You're grateful. You know how to be grateful. He says, present your request to the Lord. And the definition of petitions, just so you know it, is a request made from someone, some desire that you have, especially a respectful and honorable request. In other words, it's very serious, but you're understanding you're talking to God or to someone who's in authority, and that God is in authority. And so when you're talking, it's not just like, give me this, give me that. You're really thinking this thing through, and it's very specific, and you're thinking God, and you're bringing all those things to him, and you're allowing that to be with the Lord. And then you say, you know what, after I've rejoiced, after I've prayed, after I brought my petitions to God, and I'm being thankful for God, and God's got me. I'm not concerned about today, yesterday or tomorrow, because God has guided. Guess what? That's when the peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. It's not like I'm a Christian, therefore I have peace. No, this is the journey to peace, what I was talking about. So I just want to say, you know, rid yourself of this anxiety. It's of the devil. It is not any. It's meant to rattle your life, rattle your cage, and end your life before it's time to blow out your arteries, to blow out your heart, to blow out your mind, to ruin your family and ruin your business. So you know what? I'm going to live a life of peace. I'm not going to let the enemy torment me. I'm going to begin to dedicate my life to God. I'm not going to be anxious about anything. I'm going to rejoice always. I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to abide with him. I'm going to make my petitions known to him. I'm going to be thankful and grateful. And guess what? Then the peace of God is going to guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.